Spoilers ahead, fucknuts.
I see strange things.
Memories?
Not memories. New things. I see everything.
That is not everything.
And it come out to play.
Why are we doing this when we just watched Planet of the Apes?
Because Arnold should be in the Planet of the Apes movie.
I think Arnold should be in every fucking thing.
That's just us, though. We think Arnold should be in everything.
It's his fucking character from Predator just going through the ape world.
Ooh. I could see him as a human character. I could also see him as, like, an ape, though, too.
I don't know how to interpret that.
Think about how awesome that would be.
Arnie Gorilla. He's got the gorilla grip.
Well, hello, Pose. We are back from the theater. We just saw Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
It's the fourth installment in the new reboot trilogy, but it's also kind of a soft reboot of itself, too.
Kind of, yeah. I'm like, it's kind of starting its own thing years in the future, way past.
Like 300 years or something, they said, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, that's what it said online. In the movie, they said, like, many generations later.
No, I saw, like, multiple things online saying that, so I guess it's something like that. But, in the movie, they don't say specifically, like, how many.
Oh, yeah, you know it's been years. You see, like, the entire, all the cities are taken over by nature, basically.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Oh, I love the look. I love those type of looks so much.
It kind of reminded me of, like, almost like Last of Us. Like, Last of Us meets, like, something like I Am Legend meets, I don't know, like, it's apocalypse stuff we've kind of seen before.
Yeah, post-apocalypse shit where the
but
nature
no zombies or anything, so it was actually kind of interesting to get something like that.
Just
monkeys. We've seen was a lot of zombie things.
No zombie, just monkeys.
Yeah, just monkeys, though.
Just
monkeys. And some humans.
Yeah.
But basically, this is taking place at a point where it does continue from the other movies, and there's a lot of the legacy from those movies that carries over to this one.
Oh, yeah, a lot of, like, seeing how the world has changed since those days. Mm-hmm. Hell, you start off the movie, remember, with them basically mourning
the
death
touch
of Caesar that you saw in the end of the last movie.
Yeah, they brought Caesar back. Mm. So that was really cool.
I don't know if it's bringing him back when it's just a dead monkey on a pile of sticks to burn.
I think they actually got Andy Serkis for that.
Andy, we're going to need you to just be there.
Play dead.
Dead. What do you mean? I'm the voice. He's not saying anything. He's dead, right? No.
Do you even need me to come there then? Like, just
no. Yeah, come here, please. What for?
We need your help.
Help us.
But what'd you think of, Wes Ball was directing this, who, if anyone has heard of that director, it's because he directed those Maze Runner movies, which I don't think we ever saw. I think our only experience with Maze Runner is, remember when we went to try to go see Neighbors years ago?
Yeah, I remember Neighbors.
Yeah, and it was R-rated and we weren't old enough at the time, or I wasn't old enough. So basically we bought
tickets. You dragged us down.
Remember we bought tickets to that, though?
Yeah.
And then when we ended up getting caught. in the theater.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
At Neighbors. Yeah. And we just played dumb, and we're like, "Wow, we're in the wrong theater." Oh, so then no, they brought us back theater. To the Maze Runner
I guess
theater.
We'll go to the other movie. Yeah.
And yeah, so we saw a couple minutes of Maze Runner, but
I mean,
we did
I
those
saw,
movies.
I
or
saw
some
Maze
of those
Runner before,
and
just on the TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How are those?
Bad.
Really?
It's you know, Hunger. It's trying to be Hunger Games. It had that same like visuals. You
it's
know,
like Hunger Games or Running Man sort of thing, a little bit, right?
It's very similar to those teenage love story type shit that you saw back in the old days that were trying to pass himself off as dystopian worlds.
But yeah, he did those movies, and then he just got announced that he's going to be directing the live action Zelda movie, which is should be interesting.
I'm not keeping my hopes up. I mean, this was a good and interesting movie.
No, I think honestly, based on this. I haven't seen the Maze Runners, but I think he'll be a good fit. There's really parts of this that kind of felt like video game-ish to me, but maybe that was because there's so much CGI with the apes and stuff.
Yeah.
And it all looked absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it looked good. It looked very good.
But at the same time, I was like, man, some PS5 games or like Xbox Series X games really look this good with the graphics.
You can only get so good.
No, it's impressive, though, but it's just kind of like at the same time, it's like, huh. Like, it was interesting that the other ones had a lot more humans, but this one had a touch of that there, but...
You had May.
They were scarce, yeah, besides that character.
We do not trust human. Do not trust the humans. Is the
What did you think of the characters here?
I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you had Noah, the, you know, young ape.
Mm-hmm. That was the main character.
Yeah, reaching is, like, it's almost like the coming-of-age story.
Played
where they're trying
by
to raise the
Owen Teague, who I've never really heard of, but, yeah, I thought he did a great job in this.
Yeah, he did a good voice. I liked Noah was a good character to keep going. You had Raka for a while.
Yes.
I liked Raka. He was my favorite character. Very much liked him.
Peter McCann. Yeah, that character was definitely a standout in this.
Yes.
He looked fantastic, too.
Oh, yeah. It looks
like, just the detail. I mean, all of them did.
Yeah,
they all looked
like monkey.
They did a fantastic
job
with. But
also, kind of evolved as it keeps going. You know what I mean? More,
yeah.
More humanized in a certain ways, but, you know, evolution. Ape evolution, as it goes.
And then it was Anaya and, was it Dar?
Maybe Dar.
Oh, May.
May was the human.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I forget what the other female ape's name is.
What other female ape? You mean his mom?
Noah's.
There was
the love interest one.
The one that the love interest began with an S.
Silva?
Maybe. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, Silva.
And but yeah, I liked those characters a lot too. And it was interesting that the movie literally started off with those characters. And then they kind of went away for a bit, like his friends.
Yeah, because they got abducted by a new. This is basically ape on ape warfare type stuff that you probably see. The apes have started their own civilizations, their own societies, and they do their own things. Like you had Noah's tribe, who were a bunch of bird trainers that were basically just very. You know, tribalish, where they're still pretty kind of primitive, I guess you can say, in a certain sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, still like the more tribe nature guy fellows. Then you had what, as Raka described his society before they apparently, another one burnt it down, was Raka comes from the society of apes that try to collect as much knowledge as they could from the old world, and they were trying to decipher humans. Books and everything like that, trying to figure out what happened because everyone forgot, doesn't remember what happened all those years ago.
Yeah, because they're like disciples of Caesar, basically, and he's the only remaining one, right?
Yep, they call themselves the Disciple Caesar. You see is like the Caesar emblem that they wear.
That was a cool concept. Like, the world building in this was great.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was really cool. And
they kind of plopped you into the world, and then you like kind of were learning it as you went with it, which I think a lot of good sci-fi... Or just stories in general kind of do, you know?
Yeah.
And then audiences are smart. Like, they're not dumb. You don't need to, like, baby feed them everything.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
You can
plop
them in the shit and they figure it out. And that's really interesting as a moviegoer.
Yep. And then you had the main antagonist, Proxus, who, they were trying to describe
Proximus Caesar.
Proximus Caesar, who's like claiming to be the new Caesar. And he's creating a kingdom of apes instead. And that includes basically abducting apes from other tribes and everything and then forcing them into his kingdom.
They're basically Caesar's Legion from Fallout New Vegas.
Remember, he was super interested on human history about Caesar and the Romans. So, yeah, that literally is him. He's literally trying to be Caesar's Legion.
No, I liked him as a villain, too.
Oh, yeah. It's actually very interesting, too, because you can see, like, some of what he says, too,
Yeah, he wasn't even, like, a total villain. Like, he wasn't, like, just the stereotypical, like...
Bad guy.
Dickhead villain, pretty much, yeah. You know?
I'm like, you see his logic behind it, I should say.
He kind of is a jerk,
He's an absolute dick, but the thing is, like, you can see the reasoning he does. And I'm like, if he did things differently, and, you know, less dickish, you can see, actually, the... possibility behind his motives type of thing. But
and then the William H. Macy character was interesting. It was like they didn't go too much into that, but I guess I assume that like he was basically like Proximus Caesar's like right hand man almost.
Which guy? The other human?
Yeah, the one that was like with Proximus Caesar.
Yeah, the other human. So basically
the one you thought was Mark Hamill.
Yeah. He looked it for a second for a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. He had the Luke haircut that Mark Hamill had in the new Star Wars sequels, it's very interesting seeing on how Proximus wants to break into a vault that stores all this various information. Specifically, what Proximus wants is he wants the weapons though, because
Didn't he think there was gonna be some cure to like live forever in there basically too?
Well, no. It was the disease. She claims that there was a book that had the disease that could wipe out all the rest of the humans was in there.
Oh.
So basically, that never got touched again, weirdly enough, which I thought was weird. And so I'm like, was that a lie? Was that just another lie? Because May, who the human that we follow with Noah and all of them, they're like...
You kind of wonder her motivations throughout.
Yeah, guessing, because she lies a lot to get what she wants throughout this whole thing, where you're like, yeah, she's very untrustworthy in times.
This is that initial lie where she kind of lies that she's mute.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was that, and then they were like, okay, I guess we can get past it, because, you know, humans in this world are getting basically hunted down for various things. Like, I don't even know what they're using the humans for in this. You saw them capturing them, but I didn't see any human slaves or anything like that, from the original... Planet of the Apes, where they would capture humans and use them as slaves. They're like looking for more of that talk. That might be the main thing. They're like, because remember, he's looking for humans that can talk and read, but they're just going through randomly, just taking every single one. I guess I just don't
it
know.
Seemed like
I guess they're killing him after.
Like very rare in this world, though.
It's a lot more
like
rare
when you started off the story. Like, yeah. It seemed like his clan, especially, was like Noah's clan, was almost like. Surprised of humans being in that area.
Yeah, they called them echoes in this one. They were like, they do not come here. They stay on the other side. It's because they were like in their own little area.
And I guess she was
everyone.
The only one that came in.
Hmm?
And she was the only one that came in,
yep.
I guess.
She's the one that came in, and what's his name? Proxus people were looking for her. Technically, she kind of led Proxus to them in a way, or into the valley that they were living in, but then they followed. Then Noah's dumbass horse decided to wander in and ruin everything.
He's like, oh, you fucked me over.
Yeah, and then the horse led him back to the tribe. and that was a shit show.
Yeah.
But anyway, I did love the cons. I love the things they were trying to do. Like, because in this one, like I said, May, apparently there's like humans are still intelligent, that she claims. Granted, in this, she claims... They killed off all her tribe or whatever it was. All the humans that could talk that were with her, and she was the last of them.
Setting up a May prequel story.
Yeah, and then once again you find, spoiler for the ending, but you find out she's lying the whole time, and she just goes back to more of the humans with the stuff that she actually originally went to the vault for.
Annoy you with that character, or did you think like that was it was still done well or something? What did you feel about
that? I don't like what she's doing in half the time, because it's. But I also see the logic behind what she does, because it's basically the whole she doesn't want Proximus to get hold of, you know, the humans' weapons and all that that are in the vault.
Yeah.
Understandably, a bunch of fucking tanks and guns and shit like that everywhere. Makes sense.
Yeah, there was a whole ship for an army down there.
Yeah, yeah. So she doesn't want the Proximus to get that, because it shows the tension between humans and apes a lot in this, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Proximus uses the humans that can talk for his own benefit, so they can read him and teach him stuff that benefits him. And then so her main goal was to get the SATCOM drive.
Yeah.
That was in there. That was like one of her big goals that she wanted, I guess, needed in there. She was looking for. And then the secondary mission was also to just make sure Proximus couldn't get any of their equipment as she blows up the dam that's holding off the water.
And basically they lose access to all those tanks and all the weapons and stuff that they had there.
I'm not sure how much of that, because even with the water, I couldn't imagine the water going all the way up type of thing throughout the thing. So
and there
I'm
were
like,
some guns they found at like the top, I think.
Yeah, and then
so
and that's why I was like,
they're going to find some stuff maybe, but
that's what I imagine. I'm like, you probably, they got rid of the tanks at least, because those were all on a bottom floor.
Mm.
But the rest of the base, I can imagine there's probably still weapons, but who knows? Like, if
they can
go
probably
back
still
in there.
Salvage some of that stuff. Like,
I mean,
from tanks and stuff
that,
like that.
Now that Proximus is dead after, and all his, like, his secondhand gorilla man that got fucking drowned out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they'll go back in type of thing. So, because she blew up that dam, and none of the other apes looked like they were just, I don't think they really were motivated to go back in there. May was blowing up the dam. She was she was willing to kill everyone in there if it met her goals. And that's kind of one reason, like, her and Noah, I think, had, like, a little bit of tension at the end.
What'd you think of the pacing for this? I mean, it was 2 hours and 25 minutes.
It was pretty good.
No post-credits or anything, though.
Yeah, no. It was, I think it was good pacing and everything like that. The felt like a nice little adventure in the beginning, too. And then once you get to, eventually, essentially, Caesar's base.
Mm-hmm.
Or Proximus Caesar's base.
Started to ramp up even more.
Yeah, and then I think that was like the one last third of the movie or something like that. It took place in there. I think
the last third was strong too, which I think a lot of movies recently, especially superhero movies, the third act can struggle.
Mm. It's also interesting seeing Proximus's perspective. He's like, I want to unite all apes under me.
Yeah,
it's like, well, that I mean, like, I get the uniting apes thing, but it's like, because and then you actually hear him. He's like, fuck, he was essentially like, fuck the humans, man. Fuck the hell of them. I want their shit. But this is the age of ape.
Yeah.
And then and all that type of shit. And like, it's like one of those things you like, you could see the reasoning why he would think that. And you're like, that's fucked up. I don't like what he's doing, but I understand. I can see
someone
that would pop
from,
up in this world.
Yeah.
And it's just, it is cool, because there's a lot of essentially humans being the ancient civilization not too many apes know about, and they're just trying to uncover more and more, and one of the including the ones that want to use it for their own power and their own greed, while the other ones like Raka want to use it for the truth and being good things.
I think they did really go crazy with like the world building with this one,
because
like the story itself is rather simple. It almost kind of reminded me of, like, Mad Max or something, like the Fury Road or whatever, because when the first time I saw that movie, I almost couldn't wrap my head around how simple just the plot almost is. It's like you're almost expecting there to be, like, an extra layer there or something, and then you're like, oh, it really is just this simple.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that whole movie is pretty much, like, they're on the run just almost the entire movie. Like, the whole thing's like a chase scene, basically.
Mm.
So, this... I feel like had kind of elements like that to me at points, but it was a really strong movie with the performances. The CGI was fucking probably some of the best I've ever seen in a movie.
Mm.
And yeah, I just really liked all the characters.
Oh yeah. You can get, there was some like, surprisingly really, good facial, like you can see a lot of the emotion in a lot of the apes' faces. Suck dick, fucking Disney. That's how you make a live adaptation with fucking monkeys and animals, you assholes. Right?
When we saw that trailer for Mufasa right before that, too. Yeah. So just to see something like that, that hasn't even come out yet, and then you see someone like this, and you're like, wow, like, I can already tell that is going to be shit compared to this. Yes. Like, they did a fucking amazing job.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely in line with the other ones, too, where it felt very much like the look of the other three movies that came before this, even though, like we said, it's kind of has soft reboot elements.
Yeah. It's like still continuing. You know it's a continuation. It's just taking place in a different time period of the same universe.
And you're think like Avatar, Legend of Korra, or something like that.
Like you're seeing how legends pass on too. Like Caesar is basically the apes version of Jesus or something like that, as many of them worship. And you're seeing how some of them worship. Some of them twist his words. Some of them...
The villain.
Yes, the villain who basically claims to be fucking fighting or going by Caesar's will type of thing.
Yep.
And then in comparison, you have Raka, who would be the nice guy who believes in Caesar and everything like that. Caesar was the one who saved apes, and he even tried helping humans, and dude, I don't know why, but you know what? We should learn to figure out why type of thing. It's like, if Caesar respected apes, I will, or respected humans, I will respect him. And
why'd they kill him off?
Yeah, he fled. Yeah, they fucked him over in the bridge. I'm like, oh man, Raka, I liked him.
Why? We're only like halfway through.
He's literally the knowledge keeper of the ape world, and I love it.
They'd like, already killed his dad off. I mean, come on, they could have kept him around a little longer.
They killed off a lot. They killed off people. But yeah, it was a very fascinating world. And then I like
had stakes because of those character deaths too. Like I really did wonder.
Yeah,
at points, like, are they gonna do this?
I was actually surprised they didn't kill off Noah's mom, because it seemed like they might have
gone. Yeah.
And I thought that would have made it even more like a little bit messed up. The fact that since May blew up the dam, and she would have been actually kind of directly responsible in her way of killing his mom, and then I think that would have added a bit of the tension too at the top. But they saved her, but it's like one of those things. I'm like, it could have happened. It could have happened. I could have seen how that perfectly could have happened in there.
I wonder if the direction they're going is like is kind of like an uneasy alliance right now.
It is interesting scene because apparently like how remember Noah's showing Silva, I think the other girl that he's interested in, like the telescope they found, like in the thing, and it shows them the stars. It's showing them the planets, I'm guessing, stuff like that, and he's which kind of shows the perspective of the apes kind of advancing themselves as they stare at the what's beyond. And then meantime, it's showing the humans as May went to the human settlement that she claimed was dead, but isn't.
Lies.
More lies, May. You're a phony. And then she brings them the SATCOM like disk drive to add to their thing so they can activate and to communicate and see if there's other humans that are out there that haven't gone primitive or haven't gone wild in the wild.
Once again, New Vegas shit.
Yeah. And then they find more, you hear them, they found another like more people are, and they're, I guess, planning on getting together from the sounds of it to where they can meet up. And I'm like, I can see. So humans might be more of another tension, more tension between humans and apes as they, more humans show up, and I can see them having conflict with the apes in the area type thing.
I could see that.
It's going to feel like Planet of the Apes 2, actually, funny enough, because they had that a lot of that, too, in there, remember?
In the second one of this trilogy?
Yeah, of the trilogy and the before. Like
Dawn?
Dawn of Planet of the Apes, yeah.
Which is my favorite one.
Yeah, and then the tension between the humans and the apes in that one, you might be seeing a bit of that again if they do another one similar to that.
You think they're going
to
try to do a trilogy?
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't be against it. So far, they're doing good.
Yeah, I really like this one, so I'd like to see a trilogy.
Yeah, they got me invested and interested in the world.
I think the more... I liked it from the start, but it was one of those ones where I'm like, I wonder how they're going to wrap this up. Like, I feel like that's really going to determine whether I like this. I like that they set it up. It does feel like a part one of, like, a trilogy in my mind.
I can definitely see it basically breaking out another war between humans and apes, and it's just going to... And then it probably might end off with almost like a Proxus one of a uniting of the apes, but through different means. And this one would maybe be a better, like, unification. Like, humans are trying to rise up again, but then the apes have to unite to fight him off again, and then whatever happens,
Proxima Caesar is still alive.
No, he's not alive. He's dead. But you're, it's going to be like a...
Better be dead.
Yeah, no shit. He got fucking eaten by eagles, basically. But you know, it'll be like one of those things where the where you might see them like unite the other apes, but through more of a mutual thing, and then it's going to end up looking like the beginning of regular Planet of the Apes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where, or like of the original, where they're like actually, they are advanced and living in like more civilizations, but they're more united, and then the humans are... Might be all the smart ones might be wiped out, leaving just like the wild ones, the feral humans,
yeah,
out in the wilds, and then their weird the interaction from them. Because as we can see, Noah doesn't in this one doesn't or neither did his tribe. They didn't exactly trust. They still don't exactly trust the humans.
True.
As Noah was even like, "You lie, you almost killed us, you bitch. You almost killed us, you bitch.
We don't trust you."
But
yeah, overall, really enjoyed this one. I think, yeah, it does function really well for people that are want kind of a continuation of what they've gotten with the new trilogy. Mm. I think it's a good continuation of that. But I think new people can also go into this and... It's not going to really matter as much.
Yeah, I mean, like...
They most can people feel, know they the can general, realize it, yeah.
Most people know the general plot of Planet of the
exactly.
Apes. So I can see basically even newcomers basically saying it's probably going to enhance the experience if you watch the original
thing. Well, they even kind of have that thing at the beginning, remember, where it was like a... So if people haven't seen it, it's going to kind of fill in the
dead
blanks
Caesar.
For you. Yeah,
Caesar
exactly.
So yeah, but it's like it'll enhance the experience if you see the original, but
yes.
You probably can still... Go into it without even
which
really
is what sequels should
it.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so
especially if it's like a soft reboot, like we said. So it's
and I would see this.
I wouldn't say reboot. I want to say continuation. I'm not even going to say reboot. It's
yeah.
More just continuation.
Yeah, no, it really is because it's like I said. It's almost like someone like Avatar, like Legend of Korra, or something. How there was like a big time
yeah
difference
time
between
skip
that,
type stuff. Yeah.
But all the world building and all that sort of stuff. So. Yeah, I highly recommend it, and I recommend people see it in IMAX. We didn't see it in IMAX, but just the 4K and the
image
for that,
I can see
I
it being actually a lot better even in
be even better, yeah.
Especially with, like, the world and the visuals of it, because it is a very visually pleasing movie.
Exactly.
Especially if you like seeing crumbling decay of the city, of the ancient world.
Who doesn't like seeing
nature
that?
Nature reclaiming its front. Always a cool visual. I always love that type of cool
right?
visual type in movies and games. But yeah.
Makes me want a video game of it.
Yeah, I know, right? Video game.
But
I want to be monkey.
We're going to be getting his video game movie soon.
Yes.
His next one, Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully it's good.
Fingers crossed.
Right?
Hopefully it was more like this and less Maze Runner.
No, I don't think there's a release date on that yet.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's just in development. But he did all three Maze Runners, it says.
Hmm.
Yeah, and this is his fourth movie. So, yeah, highly recommend it. Wes Ball did a great job, and can't wait to see what he does with Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a movie night with some fellow Poes? Yeah. This is the movie. Probably give it a good check for this week.
Yes, go to IMAX. It's worth it. We think you'll like it.
Hmm.
At least if you like just, like, complex kind of stories where it's, like we said, there's a lot of different characters. Like, it's not, it's kind of gray, you know, the moral.
The complexity of it.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just cut and dry cookie cutter stuff, which is
exactly.
Good. I'm not going to lie, the movie does feel very like a setup for a future thing, too, for the future installments type thing. It feels a lot like a setup, because especially how it ends. But it's still a good movie on its own, and. If they have a good sequel, shoot, it might just be a
well,
good
I think that's what makes the original trilogy, not the, I keep saying that, the new trilogy of this continuation.
Mm.
I think what makes that so good is the first one I really liked, but I feel like it became even better when those sequels were so good, you know? Like Dawn of the Planet of the Apes just made the first one even better.
Oh, yeah.
Where you were like, okay, like, now we're actually getting like that Planet of the Apes shit. But yeah, the origin story was really cool still. But like now I can almost appreciate that even more because of how good this follow-up is. Exactly.
And that's what this might just very well be like that.
That's how I feel about it. So, but yeah, check it out and love to hear what everyone else thinks about it. But as always, like and subscribe to Two Pose in a Pod on YouTube and any other streaming platform. We also are on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Grilled TV.
Yes. You can check out all our other fellow Pose and various channels of Grilled TV,
Omnicast as well.
Yes. And if you like our material, I'm sure you'll enjoy theirs.
Oh yes. They are fellow Pose, fellow collaborators.
Mm.
You will like their work.
And with that, I think it's a good time to wrap it up.
Yes. We'll see you soon, Pose. See you on the next one.
Later, Pose.
Peace.
Good night.